咁我哋今日咧，我哋继续睇出埃及记。我哋打开我哋嘅圣经，我哋睇出埃及记34章。埃及记，我哋有第34章，我哋有第4节开始睇，好唔好？第4节，摩西就作出2块石板。和先前的一样，清早起来，照耶和华所吩咐的上西乃山去，手里拿着2块石板。耶和华在云中降临，和摩西一同站在那里，宣告耶和华的名。耶和华在他面前宣告说：耶和华，耶和华是有怜悯和恩典的神，不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实，为千万人存留慈爱，赦免罪孽过犯和罪恶，万不以有罪的为无罪，必追讨他的罪，至父及子，直到3代、4代。摩西急忙伏地下拜，说：主啊，我若在你眼前蒙恩，求你在我们中间同行，因为这是硬着颈项的百姓，又求你赦免我们的罪孽和罪恶，以我们为你的产业。耶和华说：我要立约，要在百姓面前行奇妙的事，是在遍地万国中所未曾行的。我今日所吩咐你的，你要谨守。我要从你面前撵出阿摩利人、迦南人、黑人、比利洗人、希微人、耶布斯人。你要谨慎，不可愿你所去那地方居民立约，恐怕成为你们中间的网络，却要拆毁他们的祭坛，打碎他们的柱像，陷下他们的木偶，不可敬拜别神，因为耶和华是忌邪的神，名为忌邪者。一起低头祈祷。Let's pray。主耶稣，我们多谢你，我们今天呢在你的话语当中可以看到你是一个奇妙的主，你是一个奇妙的神，你是有很多奇妙的恩典和怜悯要给我们。求你今天透过你的话语去教导我们。我们多谢主耶稣，听我们祷告，奉耶稣名求， Amen。
I'm sorry I forgot to translate into English. I think I'm still not recovered from the team. This morning we're talking about the amazing, wonderful GodAnd reading from Exodus 34, verse 4 to 14. And if you didn't get that earlier, you can just read along.
我们今天呢就看到奇妙的神。神是奇妙的神。God is a wonderful, amazing God. 他有怜悯和恩典。He has mercy and grace. 所以我们先看神的怜悯。So let's first look at the mercy of God. 我们看到这里呢，在第四节耶和华出来要宣告神的名。 And we see that here God came and he announced, he proclaimed the name of the Lord. 他所宣告耶和华的名是宣告什么名？ And when they proclaimed the name of the Lord, what did they proclaim? 他说是奇妙的神。 And they said he's an amazing God. 我们看到呢，耶稣有个名是奇妙。You know that Jesus has one of his names is Prince of Peace, Mighty God. In Chinese, it's amazing. In English, it's not amazing, is it? Wonderful, yeah, wonderful. Yeah, that's it. Wonderful, I guess, yeah. Wonderful. One of the names of Jesus is wonderful. 因为他所做的事情是奇妙。Because he does wonderful things.
这里我们见到这个的应许就是神有这个的怜悯和恩典。
And so here we see the promise that God is going to give us mercy and grace.
因为神是一个怜悯丰富的神。Because God is a God of mercy, of abundant mercy. 耶稣讲过呢，怜恤的人有福了，因为天国是他们必得怜恤。And Jesus said, blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. 怜恤呢就是神一个好特别的特性。And mercy is one of the attributes of God. 怜悯呢是同爱是分不出的。And mercy cannot be separated from love. 但是我们讲到怜恤呢，就可以说是好像一个的父亲怜悯他的儿女，是那个的很温馨的关怀。And you can think of mercy as a father who has mercy for his children, a tender compassion for his children. 那也可以看到以赛亚书第63章第9节。If you look in Isaiah chapter 63, verse 9, 他在这里讲到怜恤呢，就是好像神呢是对人有怜悯，因为人有软弱离开神。And here we see that mercy is like God, because man has fallen away from grace, God has mercy and pity on him. 以赛亚书63章 in Isaiah 63, verse 9 says, 他们在一切苦难中，他也同受苦难。并且他面前的使者拯救他们，他以慈爱和怜悯救赎他们，在古时的日子常保他们，为大他们。这里看到神的怜恤很奇妙。And here we see the mercy of God is so amazing that God feels the same way that you feel. When you are hurt, he hurts. 神是感受到你的感受，你痛苦的时候，神又感到痛苦。他的怜恤是要保抱你。And his mercy, he's going to protect you and carry you in his arms. 没人有怜恤好像神有怜恤的。Nobody has mercy like the mercy of the Lord. 神在这里呢叫摩西第二次作出的石板上山，再给十诫他。And here we see in this chapter that God told Moses to cut out the tablets and take them back on the mountain because God's going to give them again the Ten Commandments. 如果你记得个历史，我们刚刚讲过没多久的，就是摩西在山上，神给了十诫他，但是一落山，因为人拜金牛，摩西就是有少少愤怒，就扔烂了那些石板。And if you remember, we shared the story not too long ago, that as Moses was on the mountain, God gave the Ten Commandments, and Moses came down from the mountain, holding the Ten Commandments, but the people were worshiping the golden idol. And so Moses, in his anger, he threw down the tablets, and they shattered. Now, 如果一个怜恤的神呢，就会怎样做呢？可能如果是你呢，如果是我呢，我们的反应完全不同。Now, if it was you or me, we'd be very different than a merciful God. 如果是我呢，我就岂有似你？你是妙就妙，找人啊！ And if it was, I would say, you know, hey, forget you guys. You know, you're rotten, you're terrible. I'm getting out of here. 但是那个怜恤的神，他就再次抛这个十诫给他，再次给石板他。But here, the God of mercy says, hey, I'll forgive it. I'll walk over it. Here, I'll give you the Ten Commandments again. I'll give you the two tablets all over again. 我们看到神呢，是愿意给人第二次机会。And we see that God is a God of second chances. 他是愿意包容和宽恕。He's willing to forgive. 那澳门人送钱给澳门政府送钱给澳门人呢？是不是一个的怜悯 的行动？我不想评论。Is the Macau government giving all the Macau citizens money? Is this an act of mercy? I don't want to get into that. 但是通常呢，有人送捐钱给人呢，都是有些怜悯的心。But usually when we give people money, it's out of a merciful act. 如果你在街上见到一个乞衣，你会心里边有个感动的心，你可能会睇有冇散纸，系咪 ？And if you see a beggar on the street, maybe inside you'll feel an act of compassion, and you, oh, do I have any change? 好少人咧 即係會喺街見到黑衣就睇銀包最大嗰張嘅俾佢啊。And very few people will say when they see a beggar, "Oh, I'm gonna. What's the biggest bill I have in my wallet? I'll give him that one." 好少會有，即係憐恤我哋有憐恤嘅心。You know, we have hearts of compassion and mercy. 你見到咧埃塞俄比亞嗰啲非洲嗰啲嘅冇得食嗰啲小朋友嘅圖片咧，好多時嘅心裏，哎呀，好可憐啊，俾啲錢佢啊。You know, many times we see the pictures of the starving children in Africa, and your heart says, "Oh man, they're so much in pain. Let's give them some money." 或者你見到一啲嘅災難嘅地方，好容易動愛心嚟捐錢俾佢。Or maybe you see some place where they have a disaster, and then you feel compelled, "Oh, I've got to help." 人有憐憫。You know, people have mercy. We do acts of mercy.但是我们的怜悯有限 But our acts of mercy are limited. 即可能你坐过巴士或者你有这样的经历坐巴士你有个靓位觉得正一路坐到路环黑沙就不用起身 Maybe you've experienced this on the bus, you know, you get a nice seat on the bus and you say, man, I'm going to go all the way to the Haksa beach on this nice little seat. 跟着巴士坐满晒有个老婆婆上车And then, you know, when the bus is all full, and then this old lady gets on the bus. 好多时候呢，如果你心情靓呢，你有怜悯嘅心啊，起身俾佢坐。You know, and if you're in a good mood, you know, you say, "Hey, man, she's an old lady. I'll give her my seat." 呢个系怜悯系咪 ？This is an act of mercy. 但如果你心情唔靓，如果你好疲倦，如果你好攰，你望住佢，我喺度先啦。But you know, if you're tired and you've had a bad day and you're sitting on the bus, you look up at the old lady, "Hey, I was here first, you know, first come, first served." 你有冇经历过？我谂好多个个都经历过。我哋嘅怜悯嘅心好有限。Our merciful acts are limited. 但系神嘅怜悯系无限。But God is unlimited in His mercy. 神嘅怜悯系太奇妙，我哋冇办法察觉。But God's mercy is so amazing, we can't even comprehend it. 有啲人咧就会好怜悯嗰啲俾人闹嘅小朋友，觉得好可怜。You know, some people hear their parents yelling at their kids on the street, and they say, "Oh man, that's so terrible. I feel so sorry for those kids." 但系佢翻到屋企，系咁闹自己嘅弟弟妹妹。But they go home and then they yell at their younger and sister and brother. 哇，我哋嘅怜悯好有限 ，and our mercy is so limited. 神嘅怜悯系唔同 ，God's mercy is different. 神嘅怜悯系佢嘅爱嘅一部分 ，and God's mercy is mixed with His love. 神系爱嗰啲系冇。办法爱到嘅人 ，God loves the unlovable。神系关心不配得嘅人 ，and God is concerned about people who are unworthy。怜悯就系一个定义，就系不将应得嘅惩罚俾人。One definition of mercy is not giving the punishment that's deserved。你系应该被惩罚。但我留守，我唔打你，呢个系叫怜悯。You should be punished, but I don't punish you. That is mercy. 神见到我哋虽然犯罪，但佢有怜悯嘅心，佢愿意宽恕。And God sees that although we are sinners and we are deserving of punishment, He has mercy and He's willing to save and forgive.在以弗所书第二章第四节 Look in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 4 然而神既有丰富的怜悯因他爱我们的大爱 God has abundant mercy because of His great love 那我们跟着看恩典神是有恩典的神 Let's look at grace God is a God of grace这个也是很奇妙的事 And this is also very amazing 因为我们见到这位神是有恩典的神。Because our God is a God of grace. 恩典是什么呢？ What is grace? 我们常听到呢，恩典就是送礼物，一份礼物。We all often hear grace is a gift. 恩典呢就是免费。Grace is free. 恩典呢就是将一些你不配得的东西是送给你。And grace is giving you something that you do not deserve. 所以可以说恩典和怜悯是相反。And so you can say that grace and mercy are opposites. 怜悯呢是 不将应得的惩罚给你。Mercy is not giving you the punishment that you deserve. 恩典是将一些你不应该得到的送给你，免费的。And grace is giving you something you do not deserve. 所以怜悯呢是免去惩罚。And so with mercy, you don't get punished. 但恩典呢你是得到礼物。But with grace, you get a gift. 两个加埋很奇妙。And you put them both together. It's amazing. 我不单止是应该被惩罚，没有惩罚，但我是另外得到一些很宝贵的礼物。Not only do I don't get the punishment I deserve, but in addition, I get a great gift of blessing. 神是将恩典给我们，白白给我们。And God gives us free grace. 这个恩典是很奇妙。This is amazing grace.美国段宣唱嗰首新版嘅《奇异恩典》几好听，系咪 ？And the U.S. team they were singing the new version of Amazing Grace。最近又出咗一个电影，又系嗰首歌嘅故事。And recently there's a movie about the Amazing Grace story。嗰我未睇过，有冇人睇过？I haven't seen the movie. Has anybody seen it? 我哋有个 DVD， 美国段宣送俾我哋，不过我暂时我哋屋企播唔到。I've got the DVD, but I can't watch it at home. So, 或者有一日我哋喺度播，好冇？我哋睇奇异恩典。And we can show it here, and we can all watch the Amazing Grace. 有一个定义讲恩典咧，就系、是、弯腰伸怜恤俾一位卑微，俾你卑微嘅人。There's a definition of grace. The idea behind it is to bend over and to offer a favor to somebody who's inferior. 所以意思就好似一个皇帝系将礼物送俾平民百姓。And so it conveys the meaning of like a king giving gifts.To his common people. 这个是 一种的意义在这里。是不配的，但愿意宽送。We're not worthy, but we can receive. 新约圣经讲到恩典170次。In the New Testament, it says grace 170 times. 但恩典和怜恤呢，是很多时候是在一起。But so many times,Grace and mercy go together. 我们其实我们不想要公平，因为公平呢就是做错就要罚。 You know, we don't want justice. Because in justice, you do wrong, you make a mistake, you get punished for it. 我们想要怜恤，我们想要恩典。 We want mercy and grace.如果讲到这个怜悯呢，有个牧师是这样解释，恩典有个牧师是这样解释。Here, one pastor has explained grace this way. God's love for us flows from his character, not ours. It is not dependent on anything we have done or will do. 神的爱呢，是由他的特性流出来，不是由我们的。同我哋做嘅事完全无关。So in fact, if you do nothing to serve him the rest of your life, you will not love, he will not love you any less. 如果你冇做任何嘢嚟服侍神咧，都神一样系咁爱你。 No amount of good works can pay the debt of love you owe.
无论你做几多个善事呢，都唔可以赔上你欠神嘅恩典。
You can't do anything to make him love you anymore, and you can't do anything to make him love you any less.
你唔能够呢做任何事令到神爱你多啲，亦都唔可以做任何事令到神爱你少啲。因为神系爱你
，because God loves you。
呢个好奇妙，无论你点，神都系咁爱你嘅。No matter what you are like, God loves you。你觉得自己最衰，神系爱你。If you think you're the worst person in the world, God loves you。你觉得你完全不配，神爱你。You think you're totally undeserving, God loves you。无论你系点样，神系一样爱你。No matter what you are like, God loves you。
我觉得好奇妙。我哋人咧有限、哦，我哋有选择性、哦。
You know, we are limited and we have choices。呢个人对我好，我就锡佢；呢个人帮过我，我就喜欢佢。
You know, if this person is good to me, I'll love him. If this person helps me, I'll like him.
但是神不是，无论你是怎样，神爱你。
No matter what you are like, God loves you.
无论你做任何一件事，你不能够改变神对你的爱。
And no matter what you do, you can never change God's love for you.
我觉得这个很奇妙。有没有人听过 U2 这个乐队？
Has anybody heard of the band U2?
八十年代
，was it an 80s band？
啊，而家都喺度嘅。佢个主音歌手咧 ，Bono， 啊，佢讲过呢句说话。
And their lead singer Bono said this: "The most powerful idea that's entered the world in the last few thousand years, the idea of grace, is the reason I would like to be a Christian." Though, as I said to U2's guitarist, The Edge, one day, I sometimes feel more like a fan rather than actually in the band. I can't live up to it, but the reason I would like is the idea of grace. It's really powerful.
佢就話呢個係搖滾歌手喎，唔信基督嘅。但係佢話喺幾千年來最有力量嘅思想就係恩典，因為呢個恩典咧，我就考慮過要做基督徒。虽然呢，我是对我们的主音吉他手讲过一日，我是有时感受到呢，我是基督教的班子，不是他的一份子，因为我觉得我不配。但是这个恩典呢，令到我呢，是很吸引，是一个非常有力的意念。
哇，挺有意思，是吧？It's a powerful statement from a non-believer.
好几年前呢，在英国有个研讨会。
And many years ago in England, there was a conference.
它是宗教比较的一个研究会。
They were a conference on comparative religions.
跟着呢，世界各地的专家来要讨论一个问题。
And all the experts from around the world came to discuss a topic.
它就想找到呢，有没有一样的信仰令到基督教和其他的宗教特别。
And they were discussing what, if there is any, topic is there that makes, or belief that makes the Christian faith unique in all the world.
咁佢開始呢，就係將即係其他嘅可能性全部放低，譬如輪迴陀胎啊。
And so they started eliminating all the other options like incarnation,
或者係呢個嘅耶稣诞生啦
，or maybe the birth of Christ，
佢就系有好多其他嘅事，佢都会谂到咧。譬如或者复活，佢都唔睇复活。
And in their discussion, they didn't even talk about the resurrection。
跟住有一日咧，路易斯即系 Narnia 嗰个作者咧走入嚟。
And then while they're discussing, C.S. Lewis walked into the room。
跟住佢问你哋喺度讨论紧啲乜嘢？
跟住佢话佢听 ，and he asked, "What are you guys discussing?" And they told him. 跟住律師佢講到好簡單，佢話呢個答案好容易，係恩典。
And he said, you know, hey, the answer to your question is very easy. It's grace.
跟住佢一路喺度討論緊，佢發現到係喎，恩典係世界上各嘅宗教咧係最奇妙嘅一樣嘢。
And all these experts agreed, yes, grace is the most amazing thing in any of the religions.
因為恩典係神免費嘅禮物，無條件嘅禮物。
Because grace is God's free gift without any strings attached.
係逆洗一切世界嘅觀點。
And it goes against all the concepts of humanity.
無論係佛教嘅或者印度教，或者是伊斯兰教，那些的完全没有恩典这件事。
Whether it's in Buddhism, Hinduism, or Islam, there's no such thing as grace.
恩典是奇妙。
Grace is an amazing thing.
神是要将这个恩典给你。God wants to give you his grace today. 那继续看这个经文呢，圣经说不轻易发怒的神。第十节
，Look in verse 10 in Exodus 34.
出埃及记34章第十节，耶和华说：我要立约，要在百姓面前行奇妙的事。系咪跳咗？冇，对唔住，我未失位。啱，对唔住 ，I'm sorry, I'm on the wrong page. 我行错咗，对唔住，唔系第十节。不輕易發怒第幾節？第六 ，verse 6。不輕易發怒，我哋嘅神係不輕易發怒，佢係有包容嘅心。
God is a God with long suffering, and he will overlook a multitude of sins.
包容係咩意思
？What does it mean to be long suffering?
意思就是说呢，即是不会说是很快脆呢是发火的发脾气。
It means that, you know, he won't just explode. He doesn't have a short fuse.
神有耐性。
God is patient.
我们呢是没有这个的能力。
You know, we don't have this ability.
我们大家应该在这方面是失败。
I think that most of us would probably fail in this point.
你有试过呢？你系有个人喺你身边，不停嘅令到你猛震，不停嘅挑剔你，你会点样
？Have you ever had somebody next to you who's always picking on you and getting on your nerves? What do you normally do?
系好难咧忍啊
！It's very hard to put up with it.
或者一个妈咪咧，啲小朋友系嗰日诶全部闹交咧，妈咪会点啊？
Let's say a mother, you know, and all day long the kids are just getting on her nerves and driving her crazy. What's the mom going to do?
或者一个的经理呢，啲下属呢就系唔听话，做错晒事。
And maybe a manager and all the employees are doing everything wrong.
或者一个老师，啲班房嘅啲学生系全部唔听话。
Or maybe a teacher in a school class and all the kids are not listening.
大家可以想象到，收声啊！Be quiet!
我哋系好容易咧，we just explode so easily.
爆完之后我哋知错
，after we blow up and explode, we know we're wrong.
但系我哋系冇办法控制
，but we can't control ourselves.
神系点样咧
？But what is God like?
神系。包容，神是不轻易发怒。
It takes a lot to get God mad.
是要很多东西才令到神不开心。神包容我们呢，是想引导我们来到悔改的。
And God is long suffering because he wants to bring us to repentance.
你看彼得后书第三章第九节。
Look at 2 Peter verse, chapter 3 verse 9.
彼得后书第三章第九节。主所应许的尚未成就， 有人以为他是前言，其实不是前言，乃是宽容你。你们不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
God is willing that all come to repentance. He's not waiting. He's waiting for all to come to the Lord.
神是有怜悯，祂愿意我们相信祂。罗马书第二章第四节，
Romans chapter 2 verse 4。
还是你藐视他丰富的恩慈、宽容、忍耐，不晓得他恩慈是领你悔改呢？
Or have you despised his amazing love, forgiveness, and patience, that you do not understand his love brings us to repentance?
神有包容，祂想我们悔改。神有怜悯，有恩典，祂是想给机会我们。
感谢主，神不是人，不容易发怒。Praise God, God is not a man, He's not easily angered.
不轻易发怒，下次你犯罪，你记住呢一句。
Next time you commit a sin, remember that.
好多时我哋犯罪，我哋哎呀死啊，神会有闪电劈低我嘅。
You know, so often when we commit a sin, we say, "Oh no, God's going to strike me with lightning now."
Yeah, 神不轻易发怒。
God is not easily angered.
神系包容。呢个唔系借口，唔系话随便犯罪。嘿，感谢主，神系不轻易发怒，我随便犯罪。
It's not to make an excuse. Hey man, I can sin all I want. God's not going to get angry with me. No, 唔系咁嘅。你要认真谂到神嘅怜悯同埋恩典。
You need to think seriously about the grace and the mercy of God. 愿神嘅爱感动你，唔好再犯罪。
And may God's love compel you that you would not want to walk in sin anymore.
太第七节。Look at verse 7. 为千万人存留慈爱，赦免罪孽、过犯和罪恶。
Mercy for thousands. Forgiveness.
神将祂的慈爱是存留给你的。
And God has kept His mercy for you.
神是愿意每一个人是来到悔改的心，神的怜悯是无限。
And God is willing that all will come to repentance and that there's no end to His mercy and His grace.
有人会觉得，我做太多错事，神没办法宽恕我。
Some people think, you know, I've done so many bad things, God can't forgive me.
神存留，为千万人存留慈爱。But God has His mercy for thousands. 祂有怜悯给你，祂有爱可以分给你。无论是怎样，神的慈爱是丰富。
And no matter what you've done, God's love and grace is abundant.
我很喜欢以赛亚书第一章十八节。
I love Isaiah chapter 1 verse 18. Come, let us reason together. Though our sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as wool. Though they be as red as crimson, I will make them white as snow.
耶和华说：你们来，我们彼此辩论。你们的罪虽像朱红，必变成雪白；虽像红如丹蓝，必白如羊毛。神是愿意宽恕一切的罪过。
God is willing to forgive all of our iniquity and sin.
这个是奇妙，我不知道你捉不捉到这个奇妙 的程度。
I don't know if you can grasp how amazing this love is.
那成日听到夫妇吵架， We always hear about couples fighting. 吵架一场，跟着和合宽恕对方。
You know, they have a big fight and then they come together and they say, oh man, I forgive you, it's okay.
跟着下个礼拜再吵架发生什么事？
And then next week when they fight again, what happens?
又系咁啊你啊，诶死性不改啊，你几多次啊咁啊你个猛啊
，anyways。You're like it again. You're doing it all over again. Your old nature isn't changing. You know, how many times do I have to put up with you? Wait. 上次你冇话宽恕我咩? Wait, didn't you say you'd forgive me last time?
系咪? 我哋犯罪，我哋会时时翻炒旧事。
Whenever we commit sin, then we will, or if somebody sins against us, we will always dig up the past.
但系喺神里边咧。他存留慈爱，他你宽恕了你，是他洗白如雪，洗干净是没了的。
下次你犯罪，神怎样？你说神啊，我又犯过罪了，惨了，是吗？好像第一次犯罪一样。
You know, when God forgives us, He wipes it clean, white as snow.
We sin and we say, oh God, you know, I've sinned again. I've come to you again. And God says, what? Really? According to my record, this is the first time.
神冇记账。God doesn't keep a record of your sins.
你每次犯罪在悔改冇了洗干净。好像东和西分开那么远是冇了的。
It's like, you know, when God forgives you, it's clean, it's gone, it's forgotten. As far as the east is from the west, it's no longer there.
我的翻炒。
You can't dig up the past because it's not there.
我们可能记得我们以前是怎样，但在神的角度里面是没有这样。
Maybe we will remember what we were like, but in God's eyes, it's gone, it's finished.
Kim Kim Mio. Is that amazing?
我觉得好奇妙神嘅恩典。你睇罗马书第三章23-25节。
Look at Romans chapter 3 verse 23-25。
罗马书第三章23-25节。
Romans chapter 3:23-25。
因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀，如今却蒙神嘅恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎。就白白的清义，神设立耶稣作挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血，藉着人的信，要显明神的义，因为他用忍耐的心宽容人先是所犯的罪。
感恩。 God forgives us because Jesus has taken our place. He is our propitiation.He is our Redeemer.
神可以宽恕我们，因为耶稣为我们赎罪，他是我们的救赎主。
但第七节下半节有一个很重要的事，你一定要记住。
But in verse 7, the second half of verse 7, there's a very important teaching here.
万不以有罪的为无罪。
Exodus 34, 7, the second half of verse 7.
萬不以有罪的為無罪。出埃及記34章第七節下半節。必追討他的罪，自父及子，直到三四代。摩西急忙地下拜。
弟兄姊妹，神有憐憫，神有寬恕，神包容。但是神不可以有罪为无罪。
God has grace, mercy, long suffering, but he cannot say that count sin as not existing.
事实上，神宽恕怜悯是一定要有原因。There must be a reason for God to give his mercy and his grace.
那个原因就是耶稣。And that reason is Jesus. 因为耶稣为我们死，因为耶稣为我们赎罪，神可以宽恕每一位相信耶稣的人。
Because Jesus died on the cross for our sins, because Jesus took our punishment, God can forgive everyone who believes in Jesus.
如果你不相信耶稣，神有怜悯，有恩典，但是你没办法享受。
If you do not believe in Jesus, God has mercy and grace, but you have no way to obtain it.
唯一嘅方法可以得到神嘅怜悯、神嘅恩典，就系接受佢为你预备嘅救主。
The only way to receive God's mercy and God's grace is to receive the Savior that God has provided.
你知道有一个罪神冇办法宽恕。
Do you know there is one sin that God cannot forgive?
有一个罪冇办法宽恕。
One sin that God cannot forgive.
就是不信耶稣的罪。
And that is the sin of not believing in Jesus Christ.
所有的罪神可以宽恕。杀人放火。偷钱呃人。神可以宽恕。
All the other sins God can forgive. Murder, stealing, rape, anything God can forgive.
但是有一个罪神没办法宽恕。
But one sin God cannot forgive.
就是不信耶稣的罪。
And that is rejecting, not receiving Jesus.
所以如果你是想得到神怜悯，得到神宽恕，得到神的恩典，你一定要接受耶稣。
If you want to receive God's grace, God's mercy, God's forgiveness, you need to believe in Jesus.
没第二个路。
There is no other way.
神是一个奇妙的神。
God is an amazing God.
祂有奇妙的恩典要给我们。
And He has amazing love to give us.
我们看第十节，现在先来看第十节，三十四章第十节。
And now as we look at verse 10 of chapter 34, we see the amazing thing that God wants to do.
如果你接受耶稣基督给你，神是给你个应许你。
And if you receive Jesus in your heart, this is a promise he has for you today.
第十节，耶和华说，我要立约，要在百姓面前行奇妙的事，是在遍地万国中所未曾行的。在你四围的外邦人就要看耶和华的作为，因为我向你所行的是可畏的事。
God wants to work an amazing work among us.
神想在我们当中做一个奇妙的工作。那我们看到以色列里面神做奇妙的事，我们看他的历史，真的圣经是很多奇妙的事迹。
You know, we can see in the Bible that God did many amazing things in the history of Israel.
很多奇妙的事发生，你看旧约圣经，哇，很惊讶。
And as you read the Old Testament, you say, wow, God did all that? So many mighty things.
我们看到出埃及记已经见到很多，是不是？十灾过红海，旷野有玛拿等等。
And even in Exodus, we already seen the 10 plagues of Egypt, going across the Red Sea, the manna from heaven, all these amazing things.
但是一路看教育，继续有很多奇妙的事。
But as you continue reading in the Old Testament, so many amazing things.
但是你知道最奇妙的一个神迹，就是神应许要保护以色列，他一路保护到今时今日。
But you know, the most amazing thing in the Old Testament that I see, that God promised to preserve Israel, and he is still doing that today.
世界历史最伟大，除了复活之外呢，最伟大的事迹就是我们这个年代，我这个年代发生。
And aside from the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the most amazing miracle of the history of the world happened in my lifetime. Well, no, I wasn't born then. Sorry. Maybe 婆婆的生命不是我。我没那么老的，对不起。
但是我出世前没多久而已。
It was 10 years before I was born, but you know, it's still considered my lifetime.
是什么事迹？有没有人知道？对。
The resurrection of Israel.
1948年，我1958年出世，所以是即是失手少少。1948年，以色列复国。1948,
Israel became a new nation.
点解呢个事迹咁奇妙 ？Why is this an amazing thing? 因为以色列人原本喺以色列嗰个国土，喺公元70年，罗马军打入去，将以色列犹太人全部分散晒，
佢全部離開佢家園。Because in the year 70 AD, Israel was in their nation. The Romans came in, they fought the Israelites, they scattered them throughout the world, and they all left without a country.
差唔多2000年嘅時間，猶太人冇自己嘅國家。
And for almost 2,000 years, the Jewish people had no country.
分散喺世界各地，
去到邊度被人逼迫。They were scattered around the world, and wherever they went, they received persecution.
我哋全部知道希特拉集中營嗰啲逼迫，其實2000年來都有類似咁嘅逼迫。
We all know about the concentration camps of Hitler in the Second World War, but the Jews faced that type of persecution for almost 2,000 years.
雖然經過呢啲嘅洗禮，2000年嘅時間冇自己嘅國土，但係佢保持佢嘅國籍，保持佢嘅言語，保持佢嘅宗教。
And although they suffered so much persecution without a homeland, they retained their nationality, they maintained their language, and they maintained their religion.
到1948年，經過2000年，佢可以翻以色列復國。
And 2,000 years later, in 1948, they were able to return to their homeland and establish a nation.
你哋可能覺得冇乜所謂，以色列成日打仗以色列，但係呢個係聖經神一個嘅奇妙嘅應許。神係同佢立約，就要保持到底。
And this is an amazing promise. God established a covenant with them. He's going to preserve them and preserve them to the end.
神做奇妙嘅事，幾時聽過第二個國家幾時有呢啲嘢？
And what has this happened? Has it ever happened for another country?
No. 未曾發生過的。只有以色列的歷史有發生過。神是奇妙。
It's only happened in the history of the Israelis.
我們看到耶穌在聖經裡面所行的神跡都是未曾，除了耶穌聖經裡面沒有第二個宗教有這些事發生。
And you look at the things that Jesus did when he was on the world. It never happened in any other country, in any other religion.
耶稣是医盲人，医麻风病，使死人复活，瘸腿有得行健，行走。耶稣所做的神迹，没第二个宗教领袖做到的。
And all the miracles that Jesus did, heal the blind, heal the lepers, raise the dead, heal the lame. No other religious leader in the history of the world has done these things.
圣经所记载的神做奇妙的事。
And we see in our Bible, God has done amazing things.
但弟兄姊妹，我想告诉你，今天神继续做奇妙的事。
But you know, even today, God wants to do amazing work.
今天神想在你的生命里面做奇妙的事。
And today, God wants to do an amazing work in your life.
见到破碎的婚姻可以和好。
We see broken marriages restored.
见到沉溺的行为有得改变。
We see addictive behavior changed.
我们看到是变坏的脾气可以变温顺的。
We see that terrible temperaments can be changed to gentle giants.
神想继续在我们的当中施行奇妙的事。
God wants to continue doing mighty miracles among us.
美国短宣有几个人的见证很厉害。
We saw in the American team, some of them had amazing testimonies where God transformed them.
神继续在我们当中要做这些奇妙的事。想在你生命里面做奇迹。
And God wants to do these miracles in you. He wants to work in you.
你愿不愿意神在你生命里面做个奇迹啊？
Do you want God to do a miracle in your life?
你想不想神在你的生命里面有这个怜悯恩典包容，使到你的生命是完全扭转了？
And do you want God to do a miracle in you that His grace, His mercy, His long-suffering transforms you completely?
神想做这个奇妙的工作。
神想透过你每一位呢，影响到澳门。God wants to use you to impact Macau.
美国短宣喺度嘅时候呢，我哋见到神为我哋开路，去到培正，去到高美士，去到浸中。
喺三间学校，我哋所见到啲学生嘅反应，系我澳门未见过咁嘅反应。
God opened doors for us the last 2 weeks to go into Puijing, to Baptist College, and to the Chinese-Portuguese school. And in these three schools, the response of the students was different than any response I've ever seen in Macau before.
我哋当中有人喺培正翻学，有人喺高美士翻学，有人喺浸中翻学。神要使用你哋继续喺你间学校影响你嘅同学。
And we have people here today from these three schools, and God wants to use you in your school to continue His work.
你愿唔愿意担起呢支旗？
Are you willing to take this and go with it?
你可以话我哋去军动我哋嘅高美士中学，带到更多嘅同学一齐祈祷，一齐翻教会，一齐认识耶稣。
You say, I want to change my school and bring more of my classmates to Christ that we can have prayer meetings and Bible studies.
你在自己学校里面影响你的同学，或者你第一间学校都好的。
Maybe you're from a different school.
神想在你里用得着你做奇妙的事。
我想如果我数一数，无论老师、大学生、中学生，我们当中代表澳门很多间学校。And I think if we count whether we're a teacher, an employee, a university student, or a high school student, we represent a number of schools here today.
如果我们每一个回到我们间学校，就说我要求神在我里面做奇妙的事，你说神会不会透过你影响别人？
And if we all pray and say, God, I want you to do an amazing work in me, through me, in my school, think of what impact we're going to have on Macau.
你说有没有可能啊？
Do you think God wants to do it?
我说神想做，祂应许，祂要在我们里面做奇妙的事。
God has given us the promise. He wants to do an amazing work.
你愿不愿意担起这支旗？
Are you willing to take the challenge?
好快最后呢，在这个奇妙的工作，跟随奇妙的真神，有两个警告。
As we follow this amazing God, there are two things to look out for.
在十一节 ,in verse 11, 我今天所吩咐你的，你要谨守，我要从你面前拔出阿摩利人、迦南人、黑人、比利西人、希美人、耶布斯人。 Take, observe, observe.
第一个是要谨守，神想我们谨守祂的诫命。 God wants us to observe His word.
当你决定信耶稣的时候，跟随这个道路，你是要谨守神的话。
When you choose to follow Jesus, you must choose to obey His commandments.
神是帮助我们，但是我们需要谨守跟随耶稣。
God wants to help us, give us strength, but we need to obey.
我们要谨守。信耶稣要谨守耶稣所教导，不可以放松自己。
As we walk with Christ, we have to observe what He does and don't loosen up.
这个世界想影响你，这个世界的影响是对你有负面的影响。
You know, this world wants to influence you, and it's not in a good way.
我们要积极谨守神的说话，注重神的关系。
We need to be actively observing and following God's word in building a strong relationship with Christ.
第二方面呢，我们谨守神的命令呢，还有福气。
And you know, when we observe the word of Christ, then we receive the blessings of Christ.
所以谨守神嘅话语，谨守神嘅诫命咧，系令到我哋有福气嘅。
And so as we observe and we follow the word of Christ, then we believe we receive the blessings.
弟兄姊妹，佢继续讲十二节。
And in verse 12 it continues. It said,
你要谨慎，不可与你所去那地的居民立约，恐怕成为你们中间的网罗。
The second thing is we need to take heed.
我们不单单要谨守，我们要谨慎。
Not only do we need to observe, but we need to take heed.
因为我们周围的很多人呢会影响到你离开神，你的朋友呢会同你挑剔。
You know, around us, everybody wants to pull you away from Christ, and even your friends want to pick on you.
他会说，喂，为什么你要回教会？ All your friends will say, hey, why do you want to go to church? 跟着你朋友说，hey, 你做什么信教的？
And then all the friends say, hey, why are you believing in religion?
睡觉更好， why don't you just go to sleep? 身边的人不想我们信耶稣的。
People around you don't want you to believe in Jesus.
所以你要谨慎。
So you need to take heed.
你要小心。
他会笑你。They're going to laugh at you.
他会是不明白你。
They're not going to understand you.
他也都会试探你。
And they're going to tempt you to try and get you away from Christ.
世界有很多的吸引。
There are many things out in this world that are going to attract you.
钱、
女色、money、sex、chili red、玩、just messing around, playing games.
你要谨慎，你要小心。
You need to take heed. You need to be careful.
唔好让呢啲事去破坏你同神嘅关系。Don't let any of these things destroy your life with Christ. 你每一日要做一个决定，喺每一件事。
Every day, in every instance, you need to make a choice.
你要讲呢件事对我有益处定系有害。
You need to say, will this be a benefit to me or will it destroy me?
我要谨慎。睇路加福音十七章第三节。
Look in Luke chapter 17, verse 3.
路加福音十七章第三节话：你们要谨慎。若是你的弟兄得罪你，就劝戒他；他若懊悔，就宽恕他。
Take heed, beware. If your brother sins against you, his sins, you need to come to him and forgive him.
马太福音第七章第十五节。
In Matthew chapter 7, verse 15.
你们要防备假先知，他们到你们这里来，外面披着羊皮，里面却是残酷的狼。
You know, beware of false prophets, because they will come to deceive, like sheep in wolves' clothing.
我们身边好多人想破坏你同神的关系。
There are many people around that want to destroy your life with Christ.
你要谨慎，要小心。
神有恩典，有怜悯，但你要谨慎，要小心。God has mercy and grace, but you need to be careful. Beware.
马太福音廿四章第四节。
Matthew 24 verse 4.
耶稣回答说：你们要谨慎，免得有人迷惑你们。
Jesus said, "Beware, lest many come and deceive you."
魔鬼时时在我们身边想试探，魔鬼会时时是用很多的挑战的说话来试验你。
And Satan is always there running around trying to destroy you and tempt you.
彼得前书第五章第八节。
First Peter 5 verse 8 and 9.
第八节第九节。务要谨慎警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。你们要用坚固的信心抵挡他，因为知道你们在世上的众弟兄也是经历这样的苦难。
那是彼得前书五章八节。
你要谨慎。
Beware, because Satan roams like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. We need to beware.
最後一節，哥羅西書第二章第八節。
The last verse, Colossians chapter 2, verse 8.
你們要謹慎，恐怕有人用他的理學和空虛的妄言，不照著基督，乃照人間的遺傳和世上的小學，就把你們掳去。
有人用他的哲理學術想彎曲你的信心。
Some people using their philosophies and their intellect to destroy your faith. Beware.
所以我们看到很多事我们要谨慎，我们要小心。神被怜悯我们，被恩典我们，包容我们，宽恕我们，但我们要在神里面谨慎。
God gives us mercy, grace, and he's long-suffering and forgiving. But we need to be careful. We're amongst a bunch of wolves out there.
外面有很多狼，我们要小心。你要站得稳，站得稳，你要黐住耶稣。
For you to stand strong and to stand firm, you must stay close to Christ.
你要谨守神的诫命，你要谨慎。
So you must observe the commandments of the Lord, and you must take care. Beware.
神是奇妙的神，是吗？
And God is an amazing God, a wonderful God.
祂有奇妙的怜悯，奇妙的恩典。
And he has amazing grace and amazing mercy.
祂要在你里面行奇妙的事。
And he wants to do an amazing work in you.
我们一起低头祈祷。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们多谢你，今天呢，我们看到你是奇妙的神。你在我们当中要做奇妙的事。最后我们都见到在美国断孙在这里的时候，你是做奇妙的事。但我们相信你想继续，你要继续在我们当中去施行拯救和恩典。主要愿意我们能够相信你，依靠你，出去带领更加多人归向耶稣。愿意你怜悯澳门人，怜悯我们学校的同学，怜悯我们公司的同事，怜悯我们的家庭的，愿意我们可以将你的恩典去分享给他们认识，愿意主耶稣你的宽恕可以去到他的当中，愿意更多人在澳门可以重新做人，得到神你的慈爱。主要我们将这些应许藏在我们心里面，求你给我们每一位去扎实你的应许，知道你是奇妙的神，你做奇妙的事，我们要奉你的名出去成为你奇妙的器皿。我们多谢主，听我们祷告，奉耶稣名求，